Hare, Brother and Sister, Metcalf. St. Helena, California, May 14, 1908. Mr. Metcalf Hare, Edgefield, Tennessee. Dear Brother and Sister Hare, I am pleased that you can be for a time in Nashville to get an understanding of the work there and to render some help in the setting and operation of the food factory. You understand the health food business and can move intelligently and economically, for you and Sister Hare both understand the light that has been given upon health reform. And you can be a great blessing to the people in that place. They will respect your experience. Let us each seek to know in our own experience the meekness and lowliness of Christ, who gave his life for a world that was seared and marred by the curse. I shall be pleased to hear from you. I trust that you may be a blessing to our people in Nashville. Much light has been given for our people in that place, and this instruction has been repeated over and over again. Earnest efforts have been put forth by the Lord's servants for Nashville. They have toiled early and late to see the work advance. I hope to see these efforts crowned with success. May the Lord give you wisdom and grace to help to perfect the work that has been begun under great difficulties. Be of good courage in the Lord. Higher education is a constant unfolding of the intelligence in regard to the truth. It embraces the training of the physical, mental, and moral powers. True education means the inculcation of ideas that will enable us to give to others a knowledge of the Creator and the Redeemer. Let us remember that our Savior was a constant worker. Oh, how I long for the wickedness of the wicked to come to an end. May the Lord strengthen and bless you, and help you to perfect a character in the likeness of the divine pattern. Christ is our example, and He is without spot or blemish. Dwell upon this thought. Humanity must become like Him through obedience to His will. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 9. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verses 13 to 20. This whole chapter is worthy of our earnest study. It places before us the standard that the Lord requires each of us to reach. Present these thoughts as you seek to reach the people.